toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mysteries of his will, according to his good pleasures, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time, that he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who foretrusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted after that ye taught the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom after that ye believed ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Verse 14 reads, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purpose, chaste possessions unto the praise of his glory. Amen. And if you attend Sunday school, you'll learn more about that this morning. Amen. Thank you for the reading of the word for the good and the edifying of our souls. We will now be blessed by our praise team. Amen.
Amen. Let's give this mass choir a hand this morning. How many of you know that the Lord is great and greatly to be praised, huh? Now that's good. Come on, let's give God some praise. It doesn't matter how many are in the building. Let's open our mouths and split our hands together and give God some praise in this building this morning. I don't have to tell you how good he's been to you, but I know how good he's been to me, and I promise you, I give him everything I got while I can. Choir, y'all ready? Y'all look ready? All right, let's do this.
Great is the Lord. How many know he's great today? Praise God. Great in our lives. Amen. Give God all of the praises this morning for his rich blessings. But truly he has been mighty good to all of us. Amen. Amen. So we give him honor and we give him praise. Amen. To all of the Reverend clergy in the house, and to the officers, to the mothers, and to the choirs, ushers, saints, and friends, and all of those that are listening by way of virtue, we so happy to greet you this morning in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. We thank God for another day that he has brought us. Praise God. This is our Communion Sunday, amen, when we take the Lord's Supper. So we are grateful to God for your being here, amen. Want to once again mention that we thank our church anniversary committee for such a great job that they had done, amen. Dickiness Dickerson and Sister Nicole Steed, in efforts in trying to honor all of those deceased members for 2020 and 2021, we sort of failed and left out one of the names, and we want to apologize to the Walden family. But we want to recognize our brother Bobby Walden, amen, that passed on. So we thank God for him, amen. All right, we hope that everybody has gotten the vaccine, amen. Hopefully you will be safe. This variant is getting very rough now. And so we got to do everything we can to stay safe. I advise you to wear your mask wherever you go, amen, especially in large crowds, amen, so that we can avoid anything that we can. We cannot be too careful, amen. Praise God. All right, so we hope that you will continue doing that. We want to, let's see, where we at? Keep all of those on our prayer list. Keep them in your prayers. Lift them up in your prayers. We want a special prayer this morning for Sister for Mother Bia. Her sister passed in Jamaica. Many of you at the early service might not know her. She usually comes to the 10:45 service, but please keep that family in prayer, if you will. Also, pray for Sister Ann Lowry. She have relocated to Florida. Amen. So pray for her. You know, the virus is very bad down there. So let's keep her lifted in prayer. Amen. Also, keep praying for Deacon Rivers, who's recovering from his surgery. Keep praying for Brother Russell, Deacon Russell Vaughn, who's recovering. He had a fall. And also his son, Brandon, in California, who had a stroke. Let's keep him in your prayers. Dr. Kimball, let's keep praying for his recovery. He's here today, praise God. Thank God for him. Amen. Keep praying for Reverend James, Quilla Hackett. Please keep praying for our news anchor, Javita Moore. We have received an update of her condition, and we understand that the doctors have said it's not one that is curable, but we know who works miracles, don't we? Praise God. So let us keep her lifted in prayer, if you will. And all the rest that is on our sick and concerned list, let's lift them up in prayer. Amen. We thank God for this young man on the saxophone. What's his name? Chip Miller. Brother Miller. Amen. Praise God for him playing this morning along with the band. Amen. All right, we're going to get ready now for our communion. Amen. We hope that you all have one. If you don't, raise your hand, and the usher will get you a set so that we can commune together. While you're preparing yourself, our scripture reading is going to be found in the book of Luke, chapter 22. Luke chapter 22 gives us our occasion of our Lord's Supper. Amen. Luke chapter 22, beginning at verse 14. And it reads, "And when the hour was come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, With desire I have desire to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took the bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it unto them, saying, This is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. Behold, the hand of him that betrayed me is with me on the table. And truly the Son of Man goeth as it is was determined. But woe unto that man by whom he is betrayed. And they began to inquire among themselves which of them it was that should do this." Amen. Amen. If you will join with me in the hymn, Glory to His Name. I believe it's on page 91. You don't have, I'm sorry, 191. As we get our hearts and minds prepared to receive the Lord's Supper. Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where for cleansing from sin I cried, there to my heart was a blood singing glory to His name. Verse 2, I am so restless, safe from sin. Jesus, so sweet, abide within. There at the cross where He took me in. Glory to His name. Let's sing the chorus. Glory to His name, precious name. Glory to His name, precious name. Oh, there to my heart was a lullaby. Glory to His name. Verse 3. Oh, precious fountain that saved from sin. I am so glad I have been there in.
that Jesus save me and keep me clean. Glory to his name. Verse 4. Come to this fountain so rich and sweet. Cast doubtful soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge in today and be made complete. Glory to his name.
We ought to get happy about it.
Singing glory to his name. Precious name. Singing glory to his name. Oh, there to my heart was the blood of my singing glory to.
If you're happy about it, come around and say it again. I'm singing
glory to his name. Precious name. Singing glory to his name. Precious. Oh, there my heart was blood of thy. Singing glory to his name.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. We come at this time to ask God's blessings upon the bread and the fruit of the vine. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come now to thank you for this bread that represents your broken body, but the fruit of the vine that represents your blood that was shed for the sins of the world. Pray, dear Master, that I would take it now, use it for spiritual use. As we eat and as we drink, that we remember all that you've done for us. Please search our hearts and search our minds. And if you find anything that's not right, pray that I will remove it right now, that we might not eat or drink damnation to our soul, that we'll be found worthy by faith in your Son, Jesus, to partake in this supper. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Jesus took the bread, broke it, said, take it, divide it among yourselves that we might eat together in remembrance of him. Let us all eat together. Likewise, fruit of the vine represents his blood that was shed for the sins of the world. Let us all drink together in remembrance of him. Repeat after me, Lord, I remember.
I knew it was the blood.
You might be seated.
I knew it was the blood. I knew it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died upon the cross. Oh, I know it was the blood for me. Somebody said that he hung his head and died. He hung his head and died. He hung his head and died. Oh, for me. Oh, one day when I was lost, Jesus died upon the cross. Oh, I know it was the blood for me. You know what happened? He's coming back again. He's coming back again. He's coming back again. All for me. Oh, one day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. Oh, I know it was the blood for me.
Praise God, praise God. Amen. We happy to see Dick and Stewart and family here today. Let's keep them
lifted in prayer. Also, I see Mother May in the house, all the way from Alabama. Good to see you, darling. Praise God. Been a long time. Praise God. So good to see you here today. All right, let us get ready for some more good music coming from this choir. Give them a hand as they come.
His praises shall continuously be in my mouth. Amen. That means when I wake up in the morning, at noonday, at evening time, and when I go to bed, His praises shall continuously be in my mouth. Amen. Anybody got something to praise Him for? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Mustn't keep you too long. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, I want to look there at two verses, verse 7 and verse 14. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7 and verse 14. In whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sin according to the riches of His grace. Verse 14 says, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possessions and unto the praise of His glory. Amen. You might be seated. Father God, we thank You once again for this privilege and opportunity to say a word for You. Pray now, Master, that I would come and just take these lips of clay of mine, change them for Your glory. We pray, Father, that Thou would give me a word to lift Your people, to comfort Your people, to deliver Your people, to set them free. Come, Holy Spirit, and do what You do best. Show up and show out, and we know everything will be all right. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I want to leave this message with you today. You are redeemed. Amen. You are redeemed. Praise God. Our redemption. Our redemption is found in Christ. Praise God. Amen. For it tells us there in the verse number 7, in whom we have redemption through His blood. In other words, to obtain, when we think of redeem, to obtain the release or restoration of, as from captivity, by paying a ransom. Amen. To discharge or fulfill a pledge or a promise. Amen. So the payment here, amen, in verse 7, a clause, amen, for whom we have redemption through His blood. This was the payment for our sins. In Him, we have redemption to what? His blood. We were held in bondage because of our sins. Amen. In Romans chapter 7, verse 14, it says, for we know that the law is spiritual, but I am of flesh, sold into bondage to sin. However, when we think about the goodness of God, God paid the debt that we could have never paid off ourselves. Amen. The payment that God made came in the form of Christ shed blood on Calvary. Amen. All of those sacrifices of those innocent lambs in the Old Testament were just a picture of what God was going to do. In John chapter 1, verse 29, it tells us, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. God provided a sacrifice, His only begotten Son. God had told us over 750 years before Jesus was even born that He would be the payment for our sins so that we might be redeemed. Somebody say, well, how do you know that, Pastor? Well, Isaiah 53, verses 4 through 6 says, surely He has borne our grief and carried our sorrow. Yet we esteem Him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own ways, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Somebody ought to stop right there. Amen. It was only by the gift of God, amen, that our debt was paid. 1 Peter 1:18 and 19 says, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by traditions from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Oh, what a blessing, amen, Jesus gave us. Amen. He released us. Praise God. He released us. He set us free. Amen. There in verse 7, it says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, for the forgiveness of sin according to the riches of his grace. See, the gift, the grace is the gift from God. Amen. We were forgiven of our sins. Amen. There, amen, in B clause, it lets us know that we was forgiven of our sins. Amen. We have come to the point that where we had been so bad, amen, from the beginning of time with Adam and Eve, that we had was lost. We were separated from God. We had become enemies of God. But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. This was the day of atonement. While this was only a temporary fix, amen, when they was killing the lambs and placing them on the altar, Israel still looked forward to when God will totally remove them from their sins. Amen. That's why Michael tell us in Michael chapter 7, verse 18 and 19, he says, who is a God like you who pardon iniquity and passes over the rebellious act of the remnant of his possessions? He does not retain his anger forever, because he delight in unchanging love. Hey, look at God. He will again have compassion on us. He will tread our iniquity underfoot. Yes, you will cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. But what happens when I continue to sin? That is different, amen, between redemption once and cleansing as often as you need it. We must understand, brothers and sisters, we must not take advantage of what Jesus has done for us. Amen. You have to be as Paul has said, I die daily. Amen. Because I recognize the fact that there's something inside of me that causes me to do what I don't want to do, but I do it anyhow. Come on, somebody. Amen. Because of that fact, we need Jesus every day of our life. We need to confess to him, amen, all of our sins. That's why John tells us in John 13, 9 and 10, it says, Simon Peter said to him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said to him, he who is bathed need only to wash his feet, but he is completely clean, and you are clean, but not all. Amen. What is he trying to say, brothers and sisters? We got some cleaning up to do every day. I don't care how much you go into the shower and how much soap you use. You got to cleanse that mind. You got to cleanse that heart. You got to cleanse your soul. 1 John 1 and 9 said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so, my brothers and sisters, our Christian life is just like anything else. In order for it to keep working properly, it must be maintained. It must be clean.
See, our state of being forgiven is according to the riches of his grace. And again, it's given to us through faith alone. Amen. You must trust God. You must believe God. You must obey God in order for his grace to richly keep you from sinning. Amen. For restoration of our souls, the Lord tells us there in verse 8 and 9, wherein ye had abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasures which he has purposed in him. In other words, what he's saying, from the moment that Adam and Eve sinned, God promised that he would restore that broken relationship, and kept making that promise even various ways. He tells us in Genesis 3 and 15, and I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your heel, your head, and you shall bruise his heel. In Genesis 12, 2 and 3, it says, I will make you a great nation. Talking to Abraham, I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be blessed. I will bless those who bless you. I will curse him who curses you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Oh, Paul is letting us know here this morning, this is what the mystery of God's will is. While God made the promise, he never revealed exactly how he would carry out those promises. Until now, God has given those whom he has redeemed wisdom and prudence to understand this mystery. Paul tells us there in Ephesians 1 and verse 10, he says that in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are in earth, even in him. Amen. When God said it was the right time, all the promises was fulfilled in the birth, amen, ministry and death of the Lord Jesus Christ in his time. Brothers and sisters, as we're going through seemingly bad times right now, in God's time, he will bring us out of this mess. But we got to hold fast to our faith. We got to trust in him, believing that he's going to work things out for our good. Paul tells us in Colossians 1 and 26 and 27, he says, the mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generation, but now has been revealed to his saints. To them God will make known what are the riches of glory to this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen. It is Christ that is the key that opens the door of heaven and allows the kingdom to come to earth, but also us to enter in. Good God Almighty, it lets us know, my brothers and sisters, it is only by the mysteries of God that he will receive us into his kingdom in spite of what we have done, because the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all of our sins and causes us to be righteous in the sight of God. Amen. So we can enter into the kingdom of heaven. He promises us, brothers and sisters, there in verses 11 and 12. He says, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance. Glory to God. Being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Amen. That we should be the praise. Hallelujah. That we should be the praise of his glory, who first trust in Christ. What are you saying, preacher? Well, we have obtained an inheritance. What Paul is referring to are all of those things that awaits us in our heavenly home. there in glory, but he speaks of it in past tense, like it has already happened. When God speaks of hope, is not in the sense of what might happen, but in what will happen. That's why Paul tells us in Ephesians 1 and 13, it says, in whom we also trust, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of salvation, in whom all after that ye believe, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Here's our shout right here. We know this because we are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. The Holy Spirit is a gift from God given to everyone who trusts in Jesus Christ. Paul tells us in Romans 8 and 9, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. I indeed, amen, the Spirit of God will dwell in you. Not if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. In other words, the Holy Spirit marks us as being God's possession. I have God's protection. I'm empowered with God's authority. I am a royalty of the King. Amen. No matter what you say about me, I am what God says I am. Paul goes on to tell us in Romans 8 and 16, he says, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. Isn't that wonderful? We are children of God. We are special. Amen. We have an inheritance because we are a child of God. We are joint heirs with Jesus Christ because we are children of God. In Ephesians 3 and 16, it says that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man. Good God Almighty, that makes me feel good right there, because no matter what's going on the outside, I know Jesus is working on the inside. And if Jesus is working on the inside, my mind is being healed. My mind is being relieved. My mind is at peace, knowing that God will work things out for my good, that he will keep me in perfect peace, whose mind is staying on him. The more of Christ's spirit we have in us, the more spirit we are equipped to be able to deal with this journey of life. Somebody ought to shout right there. My God, my God, my God shall supply my every need according to his riches in glory. Paul tells us in verse 14, he says, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Amen. There's a guarantee right here, guarantee, that the word was used to describe a down payment or earnest money. The Holy Spirit is God's seal that we belong to him, and his deposit guarantee that he will do what he has promised he would do. The Holy Spirit is like a down payment, a deposit, amen, a validating signature on a contract. Amen. The presence of the Holy Spirit in us demonstrates the genuineness of our faith, proves that we are God's children, secured eternal life for us. His power worketh in us, transforming us now. And what we experience now is only a taste of the total change we will experience in eternity. Oh, in just a little while. In just a little while. That's why he says, I have not seen, nor ear have heard, nor mind have conceived what God has in store for them that love him. Amen. To the praise of his glory. Have you been redeemed? Have you accepted the payment God made, amen, to ransom us from the bondage of our sins? Are you living a life, amen, that is released from the guilt of sin to the forgiveness of Christ? Do you have the promise of your inheritance? Amen. The seal of the Holy Spirit. And so Paul tells us, amen, that if we have faith, that if we believe. That is in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 through 18. It says, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died, rose again, even to them also which sleep in Jesus, will God bring with him. Good God Almighty. In other words, brothers and sisters, those who are in the grave. Amen. One morning, he going to tell Gabriel to blow his horn. And the dead in Christ shall rise. Amen. And tells us there in verse 15, it says, for this we say unto you, by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not be prevented. Amen. Them which are asleep. In other words, just because we are still alive does not mean that the dead won't get up on that great getting up morning. In other words, grandmama gonna get up. Granddaddy gonna get up. My cousin gonna get up. Do I have a witness here today? Those that have been in the grave sleeping will get up. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise. Ain't that good news? Some glad morning when this life is over, he gonna give me two wings to veil my face and two wings to veil my feet. And I heard what Paul says, then which we are alive and remained shall be caught up with them in a cloud to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. So he tells us, wherefore comfort one another with these words. Tell somebody, like Paul tells us, we are confident, and I say, and willing whether to be absent from the body and be present with the Lord. One of these old days, pain will be gone. One of these old days, heartaches will be gone. One of these old days, I'm going to be able to take my wings and fly away. One of these old days, I'm going to walk around heaven. My eyes will be brand new. My feet will be too. I'm going to walk. I'm going to walk around heaven all day. All because my God so loved me that he took away my sins. Brothers and sisters, I've come to tell you, you got the greatest gift that you could ever have. This morning, when you rose, he was with you. When you laid down last night, he was with you. All day long, he was with you. My God is always right there. In your good days, your bad days, when you don't feel like it, when you feel like it, God is right there with you. You ought to tell somebody, I've been redeemed. I've been set free. I can't let sin keep me in bondage. I can't let sin hold me down no more. I won't let sickness keep me from praising him. I won't let heartaches keep me from praising him. He's been too good. He brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light. You ought to lift your hands and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for you brought me out of my sins. Well, I once was lost, but now I'm found. You ought to high five somebody and say, thank God. Thank God I'm not
what I used to be. Do I have a witness here? Can you just look at somebody and say, I've been redeemed. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Can you tell somebody right now, my God has a place prepared for me. One of these old days, I'm going there where Jesus is, because I've been redeemed. I've been bought back. My debt has been canceled. I'm free. I've been redeemed. Sealed to the day of redemption. That's why he sent the Holy Spirit to just lead us and guide us and hold us. He seals us. Amen. Keeps us in line with the Word of God. I'm sealed. I'm sealed. Now, what I like about being sealed, amen, over there in the Gospel of John, and Jesus says, my Father has given you to me, and nobody can snatch me, can snatch you out of my hands. I'm sealed to the day of redemption by the power of God. His Holy Spirit has sealed me. Satan can't snatch me out of the hands of God. Or somebody ought to praise him right there. I don't care what tactic he tries. He can't take me out of the hands of God. Amen. Because I'm sealed by the Holy Spirit. I've been redeemed. I've been redeemed. Praise God. Stand to your feet. Maybe there's somebody here today. You want to be sealed. You want to be redeemed. Now is a good time to surrender your life to the Lord. Come and say, Lord, I realize that I'm a sinner and I need to be saved. Will you surrender your life today? It only takes the confession of your sins and asking him to forgive you. Pray this prayer with me, if you will. If you're not saved, dear Lord, I come to thee, a sinner that needs to be saved. Forgive me for all of my sins. Please take me and own me as your child. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Now stir up the gift that is in me, that I might do your holy will. If you prayed that prayer, you're saved today. I recommend that you get into some Bible-believing church where you can grow in the Word of God. And for those of you that might have loved ones that you know that needs a blessing, that needs healing, that needs deliverance, God is available. So by faith, if you want to be an intercessor, or you might be praying for yourself, but if you believe that God can do anything but fail, stretch forth your hands toward the altar now and say, Lord, I put them in your hands. Just pray, Lord, here we are, calling on your name. Realizing, Lord, that we can't make it without you. We have those that are sick and needs your healing power. Have those who are bereaving that have lost loved ones. Oh God, comfort them today. Let them know that earth has no sorrow, that heaven cannot heal. Be with Mother Beer touch her, Lord, and let her know that sister is resting in your bosom now, that everything is going to be all right. We pray, dear Master, for all of those on our sick and concerned list, we pray that thou would touch and heal them now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we're praying for the Walton family. We pray, Father, that thou would give them strength, give them comfort, Lord, as they have celebrated the homegoing of their siblings. Oh God, touch the mother today. Let her know that you're right there by her side. For we know it is always sad when a mother has to bury their child. So God, we pray you give her strength right now. Hold her in the hollows of your hands. Bless that family and keep them in your care. Oh God, we're praying for the elderly today, that you watch over them, protect them, Lord, that you give them what they stand in need of. God, we're praying for our church family today. Wrap your arms around them, all of those that are here, those that are listening in. Lord, we're praying right now, Lord, that you would just supply their every need. Oh God, we're praying that you would just turn this world around, move out the hatred, and replace it with love. God, we're living in a bad time now, and we need your deliverance. We need you, Lord, to step in right now. And we know that you're still in control, but God, we're just praying for your grace and your mercy. Will come and take control right now. We pray a special blessing for Sister Javita Moore. God, you know her condition, and you know what she stands in need of. And we know what the doctor's report is, but God, we know it's not over until you says it's over. And we know that you can work miracles in spite of what the doctors say. So God, we are placing her in your hands for your deliverance, for your healing, for your will be done in her life. Bless her family. Keep them strong. Comfort them. God, we're praying right now that you would just meet all of our needs. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Praise God. Give the Lord a hand clap for praise. Hallelujah. We thank you so much for being here today. Amen. Let's give our choir a hand and sing so beautiful. Amen. Our musicians, give them a hand. Praise God. All of our ministers, our officers, our ushers, thank you so much. Our mothers, amen. Praise God for you today. Our sound technician, give them a hand. Praise God. All right. All right. We're getting ready for Sunday school now. We pray that you would meet us there virtually. Amen. We got a great lesson today. I sort of piggybacked off it for my sermon today. Amen. Some more good things, some more good nuggets, amen, is going to come out of our lesson today. So we hope that you will be with us. Amen. God bless you. Everybody say, everybody say, yeah. Everybody say, yeah. Everybody say, yeah. Everybody say, yeah. Everybody say, amen, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit, rest through and about us now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let every heart say, amen. Praise God, praise God. The Bible says they sang the hymn and they went out to the Mount of Olives. Amen. Go to your destination in peace, in love, and in joy. Have a wonderful week. May God bless you. We love you. Be blessed. You might be dismissed.